We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It is September 22nd. It's 2021, and we have 10 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. Thank you to Grant for hosting the last couple of days. Had some family stuff, and decided to take a couple of days off. And I don't ever do that. So hey, I'm allowed to do it every once in a while. I'm joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice of Six. What's happening, Will?
Nothing much, man. Glad to be on. MLB season is coming to a close in terms of the regular season. Playoffs will be back, and it's definitely time. Definitely time.
Oh, yeah. It's time. I mean, NASCAR's rolling. We're in the playoffs. We're getting, these next four or five races are a sweet spot for me. So I'm excited for where DFS is over the next month and a half. So, playoff baseball is always fun because you've been studying stuff all year and what to really look for. Everybody's playing for everything. I mean, we're in football week three now. We got some more data to look at from week one and two. And people are still going to overreact to stuff. And I mean, it's just fun. We're at that time of the year where it's just fun to play DFS.
For sure, man. Definitely fun. Definitely exciting. I'm ready to roll. All sports are going to converge at once. And NHL will be rolling. Basketball will be rolling. MLB playoffs, NFL midseason. It's going to be so much fun. College football's going.
Anyway, it's just like I said, it's a fun time to be playing some DFS. So, Prize Picks too. Prize Picks had some really good Prize Picks last night too with the football game. And I need Jamal Williams to be out there in that garbage time receiving yards over Swift. So, I mean, just fun. Let's talk some baseball though, Will. That's what people want us to talk about. We got 10 games today. A lot to talk about. Make sure you guys are paying attention. We're not going over weather. We're not going over any pitching changes or anything like that. We're looking at the slate. First look, like we always do. We got Baltimore at Philadelphia. This game has an 8 total. Philadelphia, a -300 favorite. We got Keegan Aiken going up against Zach Wheeler. Talk to me about Keegan Aiken here. Any interest?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just out. The Orioles, they're 48-102. They're not playing for anything at this point. They're just rolling these guys out there. This is an easy pass for me. On the other hand, the Phillies are playing for something. Baltimore is losing the DH in this game, so it's going to be a weaker lineup for Zach Wheeler. I mean, he's 10-4, but I think he's up there as probably the top pitcher on the slate with Bueller pitching in cores. I think we just – Zach Wheeler is the number one guy today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, should be able to handle this Baltimore team. I mean, it's been pretty good or stellar, shall I say, all season. I don't expect anything to change tonight.
Any bats here on the Baltimore side?
No. I'm not playing Baltimore today. Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is it's a pass for me. I mean, the other side, the Philly side of this game, like I said, they're playing for something. And we're at that time of the baseball season where it matters. I mean, we're going to be looking at, like, who's playing for stuff, who's not. When we look at this Phillies team against lefties, I mean, there's one guy that, like, always stands out to me anytime this team's facing the lefties, 3,800. It's Andrew McCutchen. What are your thoughts here on Philly?
Love Philly. I played Philly 2 days in a row now. I've gotten absolutely no production. Probably going to make it 3 in a row because, of course, you know what happens if I hop off this train today. They just go out and score 12 runs, and then I'm frustrated. I'm absolutely going to be playing Philly because they owe me big time.
I mean, even if they don't know you, this is a good spot. The stack's not going to look sexy on paper, but, I mean, the matchup is good. Keegan Aiken is someone that is very hittable, especially for these righties. I mean, this is a good ballpark, too. So we move on. We got Texas at New York. We got Hearn going up against Corey Kluber in this game. This game currently at 8.5, and the Yankees are a 150 favorite. Any interest here in Taylor Hearn?
Man, it's really weird dealing with the Yankees. Like, I do feel like Taylor Hearn could go out and get some strikes. How many runs is he going to give up along the way is the question. At 5,100, though, Stevie, against the Yankees, I'm actually willing to roll the dice a little bit. This is deep tournament stuff, though. Definitely wouldn't put him in my single entry, but, if I'm rolling out, I think if I was rolling out 20 teams, I'd put him on 2.
I mean, that's 2 more than I'll have him today. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I get the strikeout upside. This guy, he gives up so much hard contact to righties. This lineup is just going to eat him alive. There's going to be so many righties here. This game's in Yankee Stadium. I'm going to pass on Hearn today. I get it. He's 5K. He could go out and maybe get 5 or 6 strikeouts.
That's all it is. It's 5K. You know, I don't really want it. If he was like 6,500X, but.
Corey Kluber on the other side of this game, 82 and then 95 in pitches in his last 2 games. It doesn't look like this is going to be an opener type situation anymore. It sounds like, 95 pitches is probably what we see here. He's 9K, but he gets a Texas team that just stinks. I mean, this lineup stinks. They don't walk. They strike out. They don't have any power outside of Garcia. Calhoun's back. He's a good hitter when he's healthy. What are your thoughts here on Corey Kluber?
Yeah, I think that was the big thing. I think you touched on all the important items. The main thing for me was, when was the pitch count going to get closer to 100? And, we've basically seen a gradual uptick, though. So I like where he's at, 68 on the 30th, 78 on the 5th, 82, 95. I think we're there. So I love Corey Kluber here, professional pitcher at its finest. May not have the stuff like he used to, but he's going to find ways to get it done. I absolutely like him at 9K against this Texas team.
It's hard not to like him. I mean, you're still on the fence, right? Like, let's just be honest. We're still on the fence when it comes to Corey Kluber. Because we know how talented he is. He's not as talented as – I mean, okay, he's still talented. He's just not as good as he was, 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, we're all getting older. So I think he's in play. It's really going to be, like, kind of looking in this range. There's a guy – like, I like Joe Ryan. We'll talk about him when we get there. And I think Kluber throws – like, has the potential to throw maybe more innings and more pitches than Joe Ryan. So – I mean, we'll get to a couple guys that are like kind of like fringe plays, and I think Kluber is a fringe play. I mean, he's almost the same price as Chris Sale, but it's really tough to say like what we're going to look at for Chris Sale. I do think he'll throw more pitches, so I mean, I think Kluber's in play. Like at the end of the day, I'm not playing any Texas bats. I mean, the Yankees bullpen's really good. It's nobody here just excites me at all.
Zero Texas bats. Not doing it. Forget about it.
I think the Yankees are one of the top stacks on the slate. This is a great spot. They're at home. You're going to get lefty-lefty matchups for Rizzo and Gallo, and they're so cheap, and people aren't going to play them because it's lefty-lefty. So play those guys. I mean, the Yankees are just way too cheap today. They're way, 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 way too cheap today.
I mean, yeah, they're like how the White Sox were for that little stretch where you pull up the app and you're like, wait a minute, Eloy Jimenez is 3,700 again today? What's happening? Right. And that's kind of what's going on with Rizzo. He's been in this weird sub 4K range. I mean, he's going to mess around and get the new Michael Brantley role here. So Rizzo's a guy I almost feel like you can play every day at these prices. So I'm with you in on the Yankees. I do still like Taylor Hearn for what it's worth, but these prices on the Yankees, it's like with the cheap Yankees, it almost cancels out me having to play Taylor Hearn. So I like it.
All right, we got the Mets and the Red Sox. It sounds like it's going to be Tajon Walker against Chris Sale. 9 total. Red Sox a 180 favorite in this game. I mean, both these teams are really playing for something. Mets, they're crawling to try to stay in it. The Red Sox are like, I mean, this is a three-way just absolute slugfest in the AL East right now between the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and the Yankees. And the Rays are just like, hi. Remember us at the beginning of the year when we were winning a lot? Yeah, that we're still doing that. I mean, what an incredible division. Three or four teams over 80 wins right now. So this is crazy. Any interest here in Tajon Walker?
No. Zero interest.
Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox, they're getting healthy. I mean, you know, this lineup is – You're facing Schwarber, Bogarts, Devers, JD, Verdugo right here. Boom, boom, boom. Top of this order. It's a tough lineup. He walks people. This team's patient. They'll walk. I mean, this for me, it's a pass on Tajon Walker today. And then Chris Sale, I already kind of said it. I think he goes 90, right at like 90 to 95 pitches here. He came back from the COVID list, threw 79 pitches. Had 5 pretty clean innings against Baltimore. Didn't dominate them. He only had 1 strikeout. It's just really, do you think he has the ceiling to compete with some of the other guys in this price range?
Yeah, and here's the crazy part. If Sale comes out that last start in 79 pitches and picks up 5 more Ks, if he gets to 6, that's another 15 points. Steve, he's at 28 fantasy points. I mean, just insane. So not 28. Sorry. I forgot. DraftKings score is a little bit different. But either way, if he picks up those Ks, that score is pretty much almost double. So I love Sale here at 9,600. You know, if he comes out and dominates the Mets, if he goes 6 innings, 8 Ks, and it's pretty clean, I mean, that's going to be a fantastic start, especially if he gets the win.
Yeah, it's hard not to like Sale. It really is. I mean, he's definitely in play here. Mets, bats, I got nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, sure, you can take shots on Baez and Alonso. They have a ton of power against lefties. But
Baez is going to strike at least 3 times this game.
I mean, if Alonso makes contact, it'd be really good contact. He's a fly ball hitter. Chris Sale's a ground ball pitcher. So it'd be good contact if Alonso hits the ball, but I mean, you're just playing them as like super contrarian options. Boston on the other side of this game, I think they're super stackable here. This lineup, like I was talking about when I was talking about Tajon Walker, it's a healthy lineup. Tajon Walker is a guy that gives up a lot of hard contact to both lefties and righties. I think the heart of this order is very much in play.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, don't forget about my boy Hunter Renfro. He should absolutely smash in this spot. So really like him.
All right, we're moving on. We got Minnesota at Chicago. No total in this game. It's the night before. It's Wrigley. We got Joe Ryan, Kyle Hendricks. We'll always check before we get rolling what the weather is looking like. We're looking to get 14 to 18 mile an hour winds blowing dead straight into home plate from center field. I mean, you couldn't ask for better pitching weather if you're trying to play Joe Ryan. I mean, you're getting Joe Ryan against a weak Cubs lineup. You're getting a guy that's like a talented prospect. And I mean, this dude was in the Nelson Cruz trade. He's talented. I mean, for a fly ball pitcher with this wind, I'm going to be playing way too much Joe Ryan today.
I get it, man. I mean, like you talked about, the guy's talented. And then he gets a pretty a beatable matchup. Let me say that. A matchup that's beatable, especially in terms of the K department. I mean, you know, if we look at some of his most recent starts, you know, we'll see that, hey, he's got some stuff, right? Can he put it together in this spot? I think he can. He's had at least five strikeouts in two of his three starts. And the last start, he only went 67 pitches. So I think he can get the job done. At 8,200, he's absolutely on my list. Because I do think in this spot he can get 20 to 25 fantasy points.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, he's somebody
I'm going to be watching for prize picks just in case. And I hope they aren't listening. So don't adjust these lines, Brett. Brett is part one of the lines makers over there. Brett, do not adjust these lines. But the younger pitchers, they're a little bit slower to catch up to their upside. Like we got – on yesterday's slate, we had Rodgers from Washington. They're playing Miami, I think. And his over-under fantasy point total was like 22 fantasy points. Facing Miami with a pretty long leash. So that just felt like a slam dunk. And, of course, he pretty much doubled that output. So I'm really going to be watching Ryan tomorrow on the prize pick streets to see where he comes in. He comes in anywhere in the low 20s fantasy points. Just hammer the over.
The other side, Kyle Hendricks. I mean, it's not like the Twins lineup is great. Kyle Hendricks is not a huge ceiling guy. If he was a little bit cheaper, I think I could be like, oh, I can use him as an SP2. Just get some, you know, with this wind, he's not going to like kill me in this spot. But I mean, I just don't see myself using him here.
Not doing it. But he is getting closer to be usable at 7,500. I will say that.
All right, bats in this game, anything on the Twins that you like?
The lefties, I've been trying to attack Hendricks with lefties. So, Reyes, Polanco, Kepler, they're in the lineup. You know, those are guys I'm for sure going to be interested in.
I mean, yeah. I don't like the wind situation. I think the wind and Wrigley being this, like if it, like we'll have to see what Kevin Roth has to say. Definitely check Weather Edge, you know, to see like comparable. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if we see like a 50 to 60% decrease in home runs with this type of wind in Wrigley. Wind plays a huge factor in this ballpark. As far as the Cubs go, I mean, Wisdom is okay. I think his price has come down a lot, but I mean, there's a lot of cheap bats on the slate. The pricing on this slate is very soft.
Yes. I'm with you 100%. I think, you know, if you're taking a shot, it's definitely with the power guys. Wisdom Contreras is cheap enough at 3,800. So is Ian Happ. But I'm not getting tricked into a Cubs stack. So same old Cubs, same old Lions. I'm avoiding them.
All right. Moving on. We got St. Louis at Milwaukee. Miles Mikolas against, it sounds like it's going to be Brett Anderson. No total in this game. I think they're probably waiting to see who's going to pitch here for the Brew Crew. It's supposed to be Brett Anderson, but, I mean, Vegas always waits. Any interest here in Miles Mikolas?
No. He's been terrible since coming back.
I mean, for me, both of these pitchers, I'm just out. I mean, it's not like either one of these offenses are, like, super, like, scary. But, I mean, Miles Mikolas, like you said, he's been terrible. Brandon Anderson has a 13% K rate on the season. He's coming back from the IL. I mean, this is an easy pass spot for both of these guys. Brandon Anderson, 7,900. 7,900. I mean,
what's up with that?
He beats
against
me,
St. Louis.
Cardinals. I mean, I love the Cardinals bats today. Well, I love the pricing on these guys. O'Neill, Arenado. I mean, these guys have plenty of upside against a guy like Anderson.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, Steve, just to be quite honest with you, I love both sides of this game. You know, you talked about the Cardinals. I'm in on Yadi. I like Harrison Bader as well. Like, he's got a lot of pop. Or enough pop against lefties to do some damage. In fact, if I had a sneaky home run call off this team, it would actually be him. So, in terms of a sneaky home run call, so I'm with you. Love the Cardinals. Also love the Brewers equally.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on the Brewers. I like the Cardinals pricing better, but I mean, I think that we'll also see like lower ownership on a team like Milwaukee because the Cardinals pricing is so, I mean, like the Yankees are so cheap too. It's just like, there's a good chance those guys are going to be lower owned here. So, all right. Dodgers and Rockies in cores, Walker Buehler, Herman Marquez, 10.5 total. The Dodgers are a 190 favorite in this game. I mean, Walker Buehler, he's really good. And he's 9,800. He's under 10K. He's going into cores. It's just really about, I think, taking chances here. I mean, I could see going both sides here. I could see playing Buehler and I could see stacking against Buehler because, I mean, he's just so talented, but it's also cores.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm probably going to stick with the former and, you know, use Buehler to attack the Rockies. But all in all, Coors has kind of been a stay away. I wish Herman Marquez was pitching a little bit better recently. I still probably would not have played him against the Dodgers, but in terms of Walker Buehler at 98, I mean, he's another one that's on the list. He isn't my favorite pitcher. I definitely think Ryan is probably going to fit that bill in terms of that range, like the under 10K range, and then Wheeler at the top, but I think for tournaments, you can absolutely play him, but I don't think he's a better play than Wheeler today at all.
All right, let's talk bats here. I mean, the Dodgers, Marquez is a good pitcher, but I mean, the Dodgers are in course. They're expensive, but I mean, if you have the money, you're trying to get this team today.
Yeah, and I mean, Corey Seager at 4,300 is just, that's an issue, right? Like, he shouldn't be that cheap. You know, if Chris Taylor's back, he's 37. Gavin Lux is playing, he's 28. So there's a cheap value to try to get this team in. I do think a lot of people will be playing Coors yet again. So I'm probably going to take the fade. But I definitely understand the validity of taking this caliber of a team in Coors Field.
And then the Rockies. I mean, Walker Buehler is a fantastic pitcher. But I mean, the Rockies are cheap in cores and they're going to be loaned and they're cheap. I mean, the Rockies are cheap in cores and they're going to be loaned. I mean, hard not to have, you know, slight interest here.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think I'm going to get all the way there, but that's also because I'm fading just cores in general. I definitely understand the impact that the Rockies could make if you stack against Buehler because they're not going to have anywhere near the ownership of the Dodgers.
All right, moving along here, we got four more games. We got Houston at LA taking on the Angels, 9.5 total in this game. The Astros are a -200 favorite. Garcia against Junk. Any interest here in Luis Garcia?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I don't like the price. I want to play him, but at 10K, I mean, gosh.
You got to shop him around. Maybe he's cheaper on Yahoo or FanDuel or something. But, I mean, this price on DraftKings, you're just trying to get Walker Buehler at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I will say this. This lineup stinks.
Yeah, it's awful. Lineup,
it has eight guys in the projected lineup like that have strikeout rates over 20% against right-handed pitching this season. I mean,
probably over 25, Stevie. I looked at today.
I mean, Fletcher has a low strikeout rate and he keeps the whole average down a little bit, but I mean, average wise, 25%, 6.8% walk rate. There's just no, I mean, outside of Ohtani and Walsh, this team just has no power and they strike out at very high clips. So if you can find Garcia, or even if you want to play Garcia as like a very contrarian option, that is where you potentially play him. But I mean, you gotta shop around. You gotta see if there's any cheaper spots that you can get him here. And yeah, then Junk on the other side. I mean, he's facing Houston. I mean, there's at this point, like, you guys know, like, the Houston team, the top of this order just doesn't strike out. This guy, he's thrown a couple starts now, and he really struggles against righties. They have a lot of right-handed power in this lineup. He's not going to go deep into the game. I mean, this spot just kind of tells you no really fast.
Absolutely. I'm not touching Jason Junk throwing junk against the Astros.
Oh, Will, hard jokes. We got dad jokes. Talk to me about these Houston bats. What do you like here for them today?
Well, the main thing, Steve, is who's going to be sitting out? Because if we keep getting scenarios where they're sitting some of their, you know, more popular players, we keep ending up with Siri at 2K and, you know, Chaz McCormick and all these other guys. So I think that's kind of what I want to do, just see what the lineup looks like. I think Michael Brantley's still going to be out, which he's never really expensive anyway, but you can just build – excuse me, everybody. Sorry about that. You can build such quality lineups with this team, with all the pieces or interesting pieces that they have. I will say this. I probably would not build a lineup without Kyle Tucker on this slate, though. He would be definitely a centerpiece against Jason Junk.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's definitely in play here. I don't mind them in this spot. And then on the Angels side, I mean, you can play Ohtani anytime you want, but overall, not a ton of interest in this team.
Oh, yeah, I'm not playing the Angels. Forget it.
All right, we got Atlanta at Arizona. Ian Anderson against Merrill Kelly in this one, 9 total. The Braves are 190 favorites. Ian Anderson, talk to me about him. I mean, the Atlanta Braves, they're in a battle too with the Phillies and the Mets. They're trying to win the NL East and make the playoffs. I mean,
I think if it ended today, we would get in, if I'm not mistaken.
You're in right now. Yep. I think they're 3 games up on the Phillies. The Cardinals out of nowhere are they're in that second wild card spot right now. With whoever doesn't win the NL West is in. Like, they've already clinched. I mean, they're in. The Giants and the Dodgers, one of those teams is in. You can't catch them. I mean, they've won so many games at this point, you can't catch
them. It's incredible, anyway, too. Incredible, really.
Been calling the Giants all year. It does not shock me whatsoever. Anyway, talk to me about Ian Anderson here, Will.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be really good long-term, or at least as a Braves fan, I hope so. You know, and he's pitched fine this season. If you're in the old school stats, he's got a 3.79 ERA, which isn't too bad. But Arizona is a pesky team sometimes, and I think what you have to hope is his past two starts, he's got 9 Ks and 7 Ks, but in that San Francisco start, he gave up 4 runs. Can he not give up the runs and still get the Ks? He's given up 4-2-4 since kind of coming back off that little, you know, I guess brief stint he had there between February and a little over a month. So I like him. I don't love him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of where I'm at. I'm right there with you. Like, I want to see what ownership looks like in this range, because there's a few options that we've talked about that are definitely in play here. My biggest concern when you're facing a team like Arizona, I mean, they're pesky. They walk a lot. They don't strike out a lot. They don't have a ton of power. So it's all about BABIP, And Ian Anderson's a dude that struggles with walks. So, I mean, there's concerns. There's definitely concerns. The upside's there. The upside's certainly there. The upside's not there for Merrill Kelly. This is a pass spot for me.
Yeah, I'm not playing Merrill, man. Just forget about it.
Atlanta Bats. What do you like here for Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, let's keep going back to the Freddie Freeman well here. Jorge Soler is another one they don't want to price up. Stevie's 3,800. It's like they're making you play Soler and Freeman here. Adam Duvall's got power. Eddie Rosario, man, you know, Eddie Rosario is another guy like 2,900. If he cracks the lineup, fire him up like this. I mean, this team is very affordable. The only 5K guys we have right now are Freeman, Albies. Even Austin Riley is priced down to 4,400 again when he was kind of in that lower 5K range. So love the Braves in this spot, man. Fantastic.
Arizona on the other side. I mean, I don't have a ton of interest here. They're not really a stackable team most days for me. I will say Ketel Marte. If you can find him cheap, he's priced back up on DraftKings. If you want to use a one-off here, I don't hate it. But overall, I don't love this spot.
Yep, I'm with you. Love Marte. You know, I do kind of like Pavin Smith because he doesn't strike out a lot either. But overall, just a pass.
All right. Seattle at Oakland. Chris Flexen, Cole Irvin. 8.5 total Athletics, a 135 favorite. Any interest here in Flexen? Talk about like a series that matters. This series, crazy enough, matters so much. Both of these teams are like battling right now, doing everything they can. But I mean, the Blue Jays and the Yankees. It's just the AL is crazy this year. So many good teams and so many bad teams. Anyway. Flexen, you said no. I'm with you on that. Cole Irvin's price is super interesting. I mean, if you're trying to stack up like the Dodgers and Coors, and you just need somebody that's super cheap, and you want to roll the dice on Cole Irvin, I'm not going to be the one that's going to talk you out of it. I think you gotta see too, right? Because like Seattle has been rolling out these like super heavy, like left-handed heavy lineups. So I mean, if he gets a ton of lefties in here, I have way more interest too.
Yeah, I think the thing for me is between Cole Irvin and Taylor Hearn. I still feel like Taylor Hearn has more upside. That's going to stop me, I think, from wanting to play him. But all in all, I totally understand it.
All right. Seattle Bats. I mean, Haniger is super expensive, but this is a great spot for him.
Yeah. Don't hate that. Really, this team is expensive outside of kind of the bottom of the order. Like, you know, Seager's 49, Ty France is 5K. You know, you got to play to get some of these bigger bats. So I don't think I want to stack Seattle, but I also don't want to play Cole Irvin.
Oakland, any interest here?
One-offs, Chapman, Olsen, just guys that have power. That's kind of where I am with Oakland.
And I mean, I'm with you, I think. It's just they're so expensive, this ballpark and everything. It's so hard to love games out in Oakland. I mean, it's still like it's in the 60s and it's just the ballpark's not great. It's not the like best hitting conditions or anything like that. I can't do it. San Francisco at San Diego. We finish it out with Kazmir against Velasquez. a couple years ago, man, this has been a pitching battle. But, I mean, it has a 7.5 total, and the Padres are a 130 favorite. Scott Kazmir, 5,900. He's just not going to pitch deep, man. They're kids gloves. Kids gloves.
Right. Yep. Not playing Kazmir here. But I can go ahead and sum this up, Stevie. I'm not playing Vince Velasquez either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm playing the Giants bats. They're expensive. Nobody's playing them today. Nobody is going to play San Francisco at these prices today. But, I mean, it's just a team that keeps hitting. They just keep hitting. They're low-owned almost every single night. I mean, Vincent Velasquez has a high walk rate. He gives up a ton of fly balls. He gives up a ton of hard contact. He gives up power to both sides, and he doesn't generate hardly any soft contact whatsoever. Like, sign me up here. Like, sign me up. They're going to be low-owned. Sign me up. Give me yeah. the Giants here.
Yeah, I'm in on the Giants. That was absolutely going to be a team that, you know, I wanted to discuss. Facing Vince Velasquez, man, this is like one of their cupcake matchups. You know, like you said, they are expensive, but you can still make it work with LaStella, with Lamont Wade, you know, with Evan Longoria, Yaz at the bottom. You can just make this thing work. So I'm in on the Giants. I would have played them if I couldn't make it work against Vince Velasquez. I mean, fantastic spot for them.
Padres against Kazmir, like, I mean, Fernando Tatis is expensive, Machado's expensive, but you're getting Tommy Pham at a pretty good price, Will Myers at a good price, Austin Nola at a good price at catcher, Eric Hosmer, lefty-lefty at that price, sign me up. I don't mind looking here. I think this game, with the low total of this game, it's going to be low-owned, and I think this is a game, like, if I lived in a legal state, I'd be looking at the over in this game.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely think, you know, there could be some fireworks here. Big time late night hammer. And then, you know, and when you look at the Padres, they're even more affordable than the Giants, right? You know, Cronenworth and Frazier, and just big time potential for both of these teams.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Give me a guy that you're looking at under 8K to get six or more strikeouts today.
This one should be easy, but it's not as easy as you think. I'm going to have to go with someone I don't think is going to get it, but I just feel like he has the best skills. And that's Marquez, but I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cole Irvin and just kind of hope I get a really left-handed heavy lineup for Seattle. Like, very lefty. Very, very. Give me five. Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
I think if I had to go with someone, it would have to be Ian Anderson. He just seems like the only guy that I don't think that could possibly get there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys are in great matchups, hands down. I mean, I think I have to take Joe Ryan. As much as I love Joe Ryan. Like, I probably played Joe Ryan two out of my three teams today. I really like him that much. But if I had to take someone out of this group, I mean, Corey Kluber's getting Texas. Chris Sale. Walker Buehler, I guess, would be the other guy, maybe.
I still think he gets over 15, though.
Yeah, I still think he gets over 15, too. Even if he gives up a couple bombs in cores, he still gets there. But give me a guy over 4K to hit a home run that's not in cores today.
Oh, let's go. Man, I'm about to go to the San Francisco game, man. Give me Brandon Crawford.
I like it. I'm going to go Mr. 35. Rafael Devers is going to hit his 35th home run today. Under 4K to get two hits, not in cores. I got two today. Bring it on, Will. People keep stealing my cheap bat. I got two today. I made sure to write down two.
I know who one of them is, so I'm not gonna take your guy. Give me Alex Verdugo if he cracks the lineup as a bonus. I'm gonna hand him my bonus to Steve. I'm gonna copycat you today. Not in cores. Give me Jorge Soler.
Yeah, I like Soler a lot. He was one of the guys. My two guys today were McCutcheon and Soler. We already knew I was going to take McCutcheon. I'm guessing that's who I thought I was going to take.
Yeah, McCutcheon for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm going to have McCutcheon because they owe me. Unless they, anyway, they owe me.
Yeah, but don't forget about Soler. It's a great spot today. And this guy's been hitting much better since he came over to Atlanta. Got out of Kansas City and just, I mean, it changes people sometimes. Playing for something. Give me a stack to score 6 or more runs today.
I'm going with the Giants, man. It's just was such a great matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I like that a lot. I'm gonna go kind of a little off the board today and go Cardinals. Don't forget about the Cardinals to get Brett Anderson today. Oh, that's it, Will. Got any final thoughts for the people today?
Nah, man, enjoy this sports nirvana, and I'll catch you guys next time.
Make sure you guys head on over to the NFL Food for Thoughts, Luch and Will. It wasn't you this week though, right? It was
I had to run out of town. I had a family emergency, so. Dre was coming on anyway, so it just worked out.
Yep, so make sure you guys check that out. Awesome podcast each and every week. I have to go listen to week 3. But I mean, I like what you guys have done for week 2 and week 1, so make sure you guys are checking that out. NFL Food for Thought. That can be found with a lot of other stuff over there on the RG Daily Fantasy Football podcast feed on iTunes. Make sure you guys are checking that out. And if for some reason you haven't subscribed to the Morning Grind feed, make sure you guys check that out. Do it. That's going to wrap it up here for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more baseball. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.